I'm Paul.
I'm Colton.
And this is Paul and Colton's World Podcast. That lovely little intro that you just heard was courtesy of our friend Oliver Way. And be sure to go check out his Facebook page at Planet Before. He's a excellent electronic artist, and we're really happy that he was able to do an intro for us. That said, we're going to start. This is the second episode of the Paul and Colton's World podcast. And so at the top, we're going to discuss music. And Colton, I know that the new Muse album came out. I don't listen to them very much, but...
Okay, so Muse is kind of a hard band to get into because there's a lot of like long yelling, a lot of it's kind of like a hard genre to get into because there's a lot of symphony. It's so broad. There's symphony. There's like in their new album, there's like what's the word I'm looking for? Dubstep. There's dubstep songs in there, electronic songs. There's rock songs. Knights of Sidonia is one of their popular ones. I mean, they have five albums now. The new album, I don't know if it like really. I'd say it's at least an 8. You know, it's pretty good. I think their last album, The Uprising, was probably their best. But, I mean, you need to give it a listen. They have two or three singles on it. They're really good songs. I mean, it's really an album worth checking out. You know, just give it, like, a listen through. I'm sure a bunch of people will, you know, enjoy it.
And I'm totally a fan of Muse, too. It's kind of, like you said, it's just kind of, like, epic. I don't know. It's, like, grand and sweeping. But it's definitely go give that a listen. And another thing we wanted to discuss was Gangnam Style. I'm sure that almost every single person listening to this has heard of it. And it's by this Korean pop artist named Psy. And he put this song out, and it just kind of exploded in popularity. And
I really think the main reason it went popular is because of the music video.
Yeah, this music video that he put out was just totally bizarre, but extremely funny at the same time. So, I don't know, and it hit a real chord over here stateside.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like the song Sexy and I Know by LMFAO. You know, it just had it was kind of like a party song. You know, you could just kind of get up and dance to it really easy.
It's definitely
a funny music video, and, you know.
Definitely really hard to resist, like, getting up from whatever position I'm in and just not wanting, you know, not being able to dance. It's a terrible thing. But so those were kind of a few things that we wanted to talk about. And then we also wanted to do, we might do this weekly, but just a music suggestion, an artist that maybe not all of you have heard about. And my pick for this week was a band called Revolution. And they're a reggae band, and you know, maybe not in the Bob Marley sense. It's a little less rootsy, maybe more uplifting, but definitely go check out Revolution. I would suggest a few songs that I'd suggest would be Green to Black, and then I'm drawing a blank, but definitely go check out Green to Black and Safe and Sound, and maybe their song Feeling All Right. And they're a great band, Colton. I know you've listened to them a little bit.
Yeah, and just be sure it's not Revolution, it's Rebulution with a B. Though it's kind of hard to say, you can't really tell, but yeah, you probably haven't heard of this artist either, but I mean, Mishka, it's just kind of like soft reggae, you can just kind of chill out to it, you know, you can just, it's just a relaxing artist. I mean, if you're having a bad day, turn it on, instant relaxation, it's nice.
Mishka is my go-to artist for just relaxing and just kind of, you know, just letting it all out, just it's kind of like a sigh of relief.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those. It's kind of like lullabies. You like it just puts you to sleep.
It's the adult version of you know, Rockabye Baby. And so we asked you guys out in the inner sphere, the interwebs, to give us ideas and topics to talk about. We got more than I expected, and that was nice. And we got some very, very random ones. And one of the things that was suggested to us was to talk about shoes. And I don't know if you have much to say about them, but I really don't.
Yeah, guys aren't really ones for buying a lot of shoes. Like, I think I have a total of 4 or 5 pairs.
Yeah.
So, I think... but I mean, right now, I'm sporting Nikes. They're nice skate shoes. I spent like $65 on them. They're nice and light. That's really all I need. I need a skate shoe. I don't like having tennis shoes. They're too tight. My feet get too hot when I'm walking around and stuff. You know, I mean, other than that, I have like... just like church shoe. I have a shoe that I wear to work. You know, guys just have like one shoe they wear everywhere.
Yeah,
we're not like girls, and we have like 20 pairs of shoes for normal days.
Yeah, I have I think like 3 or 4 different pairs of shoes, and they're like different genres. I have one that's like high tops, and then I have one that's kind of like mid to low, just kind of normal shoe, and then I have my low cut kind of Vans. But I'm a super big fan of Vans. They're just good shoes.
Who isn't? I mean, they're such... They are. They've been a long... How long have they been in business? Like, at least...
I don't know. I want to say, like, 20 or 30 years.
Oh, really? I was shooting way over then.
Yeah, I think they opened up in the 80s. They opened up in the California area.
And... I mean, really, if you think about it, they're like the pioneer skate shoe. I mean, pretty much every skate shoe looked at that one and built off of that, I think.
Yeah, but they're definitely a babe magnet. And they also look good on girls, too. But...
Dude, no kidding.
That's kind of like my limit of ability to talk about shoes. We got another interesting kind of question or topic to talk about, which was things that we're scared of. And immediately what popped into my head was clowns. It's called I had to Google this, but it's called colorophobia. And ever since I was a little kid, I remember going to the circus and clowns this clown was there, and I was sitting with my mom, and this clown kind of pointed into the audience and was like, you know, oh, you know, come down here to volunteer. And I just started bawling, and I just hate clowns.
Oh my gosh. That's how the fears come out. It's just like some terrible experience. Like my fear is snakes. I just don't like something that doesn't have legs or arms that moves is just not right. It's not meant to move. It's meant to sit there and do nothing.
Hey Colton. So, hey Colton. What about quadriplegics, man?
Okay.
They don't have arms or legs.
They can still speak to me, and they have wheelchairs for them. So.
Okay, I know that was kind of like, a low blow.
Well, okay, so I was out in like Utah. Is it Utah Canyon or Spanish Fork Canyon hiking? Me and Daniel out there like lost. I was jumping down like rocks, which is not smart at all. You do not go hiking and go on rocks. I don't know why we're doing this, but I'm going down and you just start hearing this rattling. You have no idea where this rattling has come from. It could be like right next to you, right below you, like anywhere. So I'm just like frozen. I do not want to get bitten. I think getting bitten by like a poisonous snake is probably my biggest fear. Because, like, it's something that kills you really quick is fine. I'm fine with that. Getting, like, bit and you, like, feel it go through your body and then you know you're going to die in, like, like a couple minutes.
I still think that Steve Irwin wins, you know, the whole, like, stinger through the heart. Just, like, on my list of ways to die, that is just on the bottom. Just the absolute bottom. I'd rather, like, burn to death. I'd rather light myself on fire. But
I mean, and he was a crocodile hunter. You'd think he'd die by getting bitten by a crocodile, not a stingray.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, it taught me a valuable lesson not to mess with stingrays. So, speaking of things that, like, sting, I hate bees. I hate bees. I hate wasps. I hate anything that resembles them. I run away and I scream like a little girl when I see them. I don't know, like, how scared you are of them, but I'm not allergic or anything. I'm just super scared of them.
Yeah, see, I've only been stung once, and it was like this little tiny one on my finger. I barely even really felt it. Of course, I was sick, so I over-exaggerated to the extreme so I could get, like, candy or something. But, like, nowadays, it's just get away from me. I don't even care. I just don't even swat at it because it just flies away. I mean, it just flies by and says, dude, what's up, Colton? And I'm like, dude, what's up? What's going on? It just goes on with my day.
Yeah, like, you know, do you secretly have a pact with all the bees that tell them to sting me? Actually, I've never been stung by a bee. The only thing I've ever been stung by was a hornet, and that was 3 different times, and one of them was on the side of my neck. There was literally a hole in the side of my neck, and it burned. It was, oh my goodness, it was terrible. But I think that kind of sums up what we're scared of. Maybe, you know, that gives you guys a little bit more knowledge on how to scare us. hire a clown for us. Maybe a clown in a bee suit. Or for Colton, maybe a clown in a snake suit. Another thing that we were going to try and talk about, probably weekly, I don't know, is the TV shows that we've been watching. And lately, I've been watching a ton of TV. I really like Adult Swim, so I've been watching like tons of like American Dad and Family Guy. And those are just kind of staples. One of my other favorite shows on Adult Swim is Super Jail. And it's about this giant jail on this island. And it's basically just like a prison, like free-for-all. There's a warden who sets up these like, you know, funny instances. And then just a bunch of prisoners die in just horribly graphic ways. And there's just something about seeing a skull explode through somebody's face or their spine get ripped out of their back. This is just kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of family-centered shows, No, I watch Walking Dead. That's probably my main show that I watch. It's on every Sunday, AMC. It's real, like, you know, it's kind of like zombies are the new cool thing. Vampires were cool, like, a year ago. Zombies are cool. The Walking Dead, it's really, like, there's not a lot of action in it, which kind of sucks. Except for the new season is more, like, faster-paced. And, like, the story is amazing. I mean, really, the story is what really gets you hooked. And, like, once you watch one episode, you're already, like, waiting until whatever time it starts for you guys, you know, on your chair waiting for it to start. Like, it's just, it's the story. And other than that, like, I don't really have much time to watch TV. I watch How I Met Your Mother. That's always a funny one.
So you would definitely say to grab your popcorn and your little kids when you watch Walking Dead, right? It's totally age appropriate.
Very much, yes. I mean, okay. The mini gore, you know, explosions of head with shotguns. I mean, yeah. It raises them right.
Yeah, definitely raising them right. And we also got posed another question, which was, what president would you rather see than Mitt Romney or Obama? And
toughy.
And so, you know, we were thinking for a long time and it just hit both of us. We decided, you know, we had heard about a campaign that somebody was running called Kony 2012. And this guy seems to have his advertisements everywhere.
He does. He's the best marketer. I swear. It's all over Facebook. He's even gone to like the teens. It's everywhere.
Yeah,
all over Facebook.
So many people are just reposting his words. I know that he was trending on Twitter for a long time, but the sad thing is that he's kind of dropped off, and I would really like to see a resurgence. And so that's who we would endorse for our other presidential candidate. So
yeah, Kony 2012, guys.
Kony 2012. Hashtag Kony 2012. Let's see if we can get it trending again. And So, another thing that I forgot to mention too, we had a listener who wanted me to talk about turtles. And so I figured that I could fulfill this wish to talk about turtles, that I've also been watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon. You know, since I'm legally an adult, what's better to do than watch cartoons?
And, exactly.
And it's actually not that bad. The animation style is super cool and... man, I don't know. There's just something about turtles and pizza.
I used to watch like the old ones, the ones that were maybe like 1990 or something, with like the live action turtles. Those are the only ones that I've actually gotten into. Or like, you know, the movie that was made a couple years ago.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I thought that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I like that one. But I mean, the new TV show, I think I've watched one episode. It seemed pretty good. I mean, they're always good. It's just hard for them to keep a season going or like, you know, have a couple consecutive seasons. So if it plays out, I mean, yeah, dude, it'll be a good show.
Yeah, definitely go check it out. If, you know, embrace your little inner kid, go eat some pizza, go fight some ninjas in a sewer.
Skate some sewer pipes.
Yeah, and the final question that we had this week was posed to us by, you know, this was so excellently worded that I'm just going to give him a shout out right now. This was posed by Hiram, you know, one of our dear friends. And he asked us, do either of you know how Felix Baumgartner fit his giant balls into his suit during his jump from the edge of space last week? And for you guys that don't know, this guy did this. Felix Baumgartner, sponsored by Red Bull, jumped from the edge of space to become the first man to break the sound barrier, which is over 700 miles an hour. And, you know, Hiram, I don't think that I really have an answer. I don't know if you could find pants big enough. I'm surprised.
You know,
that
I seriously think if Red Bull can sponsor a guy jumping from space, I think they have enough technology to sponsor a black hole inside of his pants that contains them. That's just my philosophy.
Yeah,
but
that's the only explanation that I have. Yeah.
I mean, really, jumping from that high, there's no way. I don't know. I really don't know how he did it.
And I've seen, too, on Facebook and Twitter, that funny thing floating around saying that Red Bull, as of now, has a better space program than NASA, which is
sad.
Yeah,
so.
Which is sad. Maybe we need to privatize our space industry after all. Or, you know, maybe the next space race will be between Monster and Red Bull, close to the Soviet Union and the United States. Hopefully, neither of them gets a hold of nuclear warheads.
Yeah, not good.
That was kind of a sticky situation. that's pretty much going to wrap it up for this episode. Seeing as this was kind of the first time that we had people comment and, you know, like our page on Facebook, I'm going to give some shout outs to people. I'm really glad that you guys are listening to this. It's really cool. So without further ado, I want to say thanks to Scott. I want to say thanks to Michelle and Maddie and Ryan. What's up in Australia? And Rennie, and then Skylar, you're amazing. Hiram, thanks for the awesome question. Claire, she's my sister. She's cool. Emily, how's it going? And Taylor, Damien, you know, keep trolling, keep strong. Laura, you're amazing. And then Craig, you know, yeah, watermelon. And then Wyatt DeSoto, I don't know who you are, but thank you for your like, and I hope you continue to listen. And we also wanted to plug again the Planet Before. Planet Before, we're going to link to his Facebook page in this episode. And we're also going to link to our Twitters. Mine is twitter.com/Girajigu, and that's spelled GEARIJIGU. And Colton, what's yours?
Mine is Twitter/GAZURK. Simple as that. Gazerk. And then, you know, we love you all. This is great. We're starting this podcast up. We love the support. And if we keep getting this much support, we'll keep doing it. So, you know, you guys just have a fantastic week.
Yeah, tell your friends. Tell your mothers. Tell your brothers. Tell your
dogs. You might
want to
hide your kids,
though. Hide your kids. And hopefully we'll be doing this weekly. And another thing, too, that I want to mention is in the comments section, definitely give us topics to talk about. Give us questions. Anything is open. This episode wasn't explicit to my knowledge, but, you know, give us anything to talk about, and we'll talk about it. So yeah, thanks for listening to Paul and Colton's World Podcast, and till next week, we're Ghost.